take it and I eat it with a cherry on top. Indulging in situations that are fabricated imaginations. Moments that cease to exist. Only wanna fix it with a kiss on the lips, but I think I might take a bite.
Ready to do it all over again. That was Biba Doobie with Take a Bite. And after a brief period of holding the lead, engineering was able to take a bite into the one goal Commerce lead. We've got a 1-1 hockey game with 15 minutes remaining here in our third and I was going to say possibly final period, but with how things have been going, these guys might be at it all night long. Thank you for joining me, folks. This is Jesse Bell here on the call, and this has been a party atmosphere for the students, for the players, and even, yes, for the broadcaster. I am having a fantastic time here tonight. And it sounds like the folks listening at home are enjoying it as well. So thank you for your kind feedback, and thank you for your time and energy. We have got a fantastic finish in store. Second period, we saw two goals, one from each side. The first from number 94, Lucas Vincenz, and the second, about a minute and a half later, came courtesy of number 22 for Commerce, Nick Roussel. And that was midway through the second period. Since then, it has remained 1-1. But if I'm honest with you, Commerce has been the better of the two teams, certainly playing a lot more consistently than their engineering counterparts. Fatigue is going to be the deciding factor here tonight, as whichever team has the deeper bench and the bigger lungs will take the definitive advantage. Engineering wins the draw. Commerce will start the third period with about a minute and a half's worth of a power play attributed to a tripping call on number 93, Kiefer Olthofer. Commerce on the attack. Kidd with a pass, cross ice, dumped down, chased. That's going to be Thomas Chafe, the Commerce captain, sending that one down behind Dawson Rowe in the engineering net. Top of the point there, Kidd passing it over to Russell, back to Kidd. Kidd controlling possession at the point, although his pass was a little bit errant there. Number 14, Kidd. Over to Russell. Russell looking for space in front of the net. Good pass over to Holden Katzelay. Katzelay's shot stopped by Rowe. And engineering will be able to break that power play opportunity and get a full line change in. Less than 30 seconds remaining on this Commerce power play. Kidd up the ice, play blown dead. Dawson Rowe, I will be honest, folks. He is looking tired. He is looking tired here tonight. He has been such a great player for this engineering team, and it looks like on that save, he may have taken a puck to the rib. He is in visible pain, chatting with the officials. Definitely a sense of discomfort there. I think he might have caught, a hot shot right to one of those floater ribs. That will drive the wind right out of you, but also make any kind of twisting or turning to the affected side very difficult. So it's going to limit your range of motion as well as your cardiovascular capacity if that is indeed what happened. He's going to stay in the game, and I get it. He's been like the Strait of Hormuz out there, completely limiting the flow of any kind of commerce. Engineering clears this puck. But it does ricochet down the ice for an icing call. Dawson Rowe, a standout for the engineering team. Nick Roussel, also been playing very well. Luke McPherson, who is donning a golden helmet this evening to mark the fact that he scored the golden goal in last year's Commerce engineering rivalry game in overtime. Commerce would like to get their lick back here tonight. They have been the better team, but they are tied. Shot on goal, deflected wide. They've got 2 seconds on this power play. We are back to even strength hockey, but Commerce still threatening a goal-scoring scenario. Shot on goal. Rowe saves it. Puck is loose, but it will careem out past his net, and engineering will get it out past their zone. Oh, no. Kieran Olhoffer got out of the box. And I think he might be heading straight back into it. I have never seen something like that, if that is indeed Kieran Olhoffer. I thought it was Olhoffer, but it might be a different engineering player. Tangled up with a Commerce player and yanked him down. Oh, okay. It's not Kieran Olhoffer. Rather, it'll be Carter Robertson, who is guilty of hauling down a Commerce forward. So Commerce right back on the power play. And for engineering, that's got to be frustrating. You did such a great job on the penalty kill. And then about 10 seconds after it ended, you're right back to where you started from. And that's only going to make the exhaustion factor even more prevalent here, as you've got another 2 minutes of playing a man down against a very well-oiled Commerce machine. Commerce circling the puck around the engineering end of the ice down behind the net. It was a roughing call. A shot on net, deflected wide, and then cleared down the ice. I lost the puck for a moment there, got tangled up in a sea of limbs. Commerce in control. Engineering trying to build some momentum here. I don't think they want to be civil about it. They will play hard-nosed. They will feed off the electric energy here tonight. And I think that's all the engineering I am aware of. Oh, as Commerce takes a penalty, pushing an engineering player into the boards. Not a smart decision there from the Commerce contingent. But you know what? Not a lot of smart decisions in the world right now in general, so kind of par for the course. You know what? That Commerce power play, I was told it was going to be a limited engagement. 2 minutes turned into 2 weeks. Felt like 2 years, but now they've given up the tactical advantage as we are back to 4-on-4 for at least a minute here. As we are just getting tripping and hooking calls all over the ice. Engineering with a rush deflected, but both teams are tired. Both teams are just throwing sticks out there trying to get the puck. We are starting to see a little bit of sloppy hockey, but very physical hockey. An Engineering player just steamrolled a Commerce defender. Quite literally ran through him like he wasn't even there. Commerce back on the attack. Allen chips this one in. Vatese misses it. We've got Oldhoffer the other way. Oldhoffer in on net. Controls. Shot saved by Nockby. The follow-up is wide. We have still got a 1-1 game. An outstanding effort from Kiefer Oldhoffer. Stopped cold by Kayvon Nockby. Kudo back the other way. And kudos to Kudo, but he was a little wide on that one as Engineering will take control of the puck in the Commerce zone. And we get another Commerce penalty. A bit of unwanted, maybe unprovoked aggression. And we are going to get a 5-on-3 for the Purple People Eaters. And if they don't convert on this opportunity, this could have dire ramifications for the rest of this game. This is a non-optional score. You must take advantage of this two-man advantage. You have 2 minutes and 44 seconds of a 5-on-3. Over to a two at the point, Commerce. Two men down, Engineering in firm control in the Commerce zone. White passes that one into the slot, back to Atsu. Shot on goal, just wide, but Nick Roussel, that's two for number 22 as he brings his team two. And that's for true. Nick Roussel pots his second goal of the game. Just seconds into a 5-on-3. And Engineering is going wild. They are quite literally throwing things onto the ice. We got to put a stop to that, folks. Empty cans or otherwise. We don't need any detritus on the ice. Celebrate the goal. It was a great one, but keep the cans in your hands. What a offensive sequence there from the Engineering contingent. A shot on goal stopped by Kayvon Nockby. But Nick Roussel, who was denied on a golden opportunity just moments prior, capitalized on that one. So it is now a 5-on-4 power play for the next minute and 40 seconds. As Nick Roussel is punching his ticket as the Engineering MVP regardless of results. But you know he wants to complete that hat trick here tonight. And he's got the puck breaking left. Shot is wide, corralled by Atsu. Down to Roussel behind the net. He loses possession, but he continues the aggressive forecheck. They've got about a minute. 5 seconds on this power play. Engineering with a 1-goal lead. White. Puck circles back to Atsu at the point. Over to White. Down low. Centering pass. Stopped. Roussel's follow-up is blocked. But he manages to, from his tuchus, corral that puck and keep the Engineering scoring drive alive. And that is a backhand five hole to take a 2-goal lead. The Engineers in firm control. Number 19, Ben White, gets it right. Slides that one through the five hole of Kayvon Nockby, and the Engineers have designed a perfect power play That gives them a two-goal lead with less than 10 minutes to play in our third period. For all the discussion about Commerce being the more technically sound team, two disastrous mistakes have cost them immensely. Holden Katzelay, entry pass over to Welton. Welton's shot deflected by Dawson Rowe. Commerce maintains possession down to Thomas Chafe. Chafe passes it along to Holden Katzelay. Up to Welton. Welton's shot tipped just wide of the net. Very nearly brought us back to a one-goal game. But Engineering up 3-1.
And number 44, Tanner Atu.
Down in the Commerce zone. 8.5 minutes remain. Half the period just about gone. Commerce on the back foot here, giving up two power play goals following back-to-back penalties. And the Engineering contingent, they are on fire. Great game-saving steal there from number 77 Commerce, Sam Lawson. Would have been a 2-on-0 if Lawson was unable to corral that one. Chips it down, takes a bounce off the boards, and Dawson Rowe decides it's best to just jump on that one. My, oh my, how the tables turn. Engineering at the end of the second period looked like they might have been on their last legs, but a goal from Nick Roussel and a follow-up from Ben White has given the purple and black attack a commanding two-goal lead here. But don't count out this Commerce squad. Up until the last few minutes, they have been the better team here tonight. But let's see, do these Commerce kids have the gumption, have the moxie, have the fortitude, testicular, gastrointestinal or otherwise, to mount a late comeback here. Careening that one down the ice for an icing certainly will not help matters. But my oh my, an electric atmosphere here tonight at Slush Puppy Place. I used to work security here, and now I'm up in the media booth having the time of my life. Offensive zone faceoff is won by the Engineering squad, looking to put this game away. One more goal could very well do it. And that will do it! Number 21, Christos Kronos! Right on time there, wide open in front of the net. And that might be the dagger. Commerce in absolute shambles. The markets are down, and Team Commerce is down. And much like the markets, I don't know if they're rebounding here tonight. This explosive Commerce attack powered by a frankly phenomenal forecheck has been completely silenced by the guerrilla hit and run tactics of the Engineers. 4-1, three goals in a half of a period. Exactly half the period is gone. And Engineering is up huge here at Slush Puppy Place, and the Commerce contingent is starting to vacate the stands. I was chatting with Queens football alumnus, Yates Cup champion Jalen Grable, the second intermission. Big Commerce supporter. I see him on the Jumbotron right now, as a matter of fact. And although he's an energy guy, I think he might be maybe a little down in the dumps following that three-goal hemorrhage sequence from his Commerce pals. Shot on goal, very nearly got past Rowe. Commerce is in desperation territory here. Katzelay over to Chafe. Chafe passes this one down low. Stopped by Rowe. Holden Katzelay. Controlling the puck. To the point. Oh! A point shot just tipped over Dawson Rowe. Very nearly Commerce's second goal. With 6.5 minutes to play, Commerce, they need to be hyper-aggressive here. Katzelay's shot is stopped. Rowe coming up clutch again. They need to be bullish in this market if they want any chance of tying this game. But engineering back the other way. Odd man rush. Stopped by Nakvi. Nick Roussel down there looking for his third goal. How great would it be to pick up a hat trick here tonight? He is being swarmed in the Commerce zone. Two men marking him. He manages to get the puck down over to his teammate. Another wave has broken out here tonight. More enthusiastically from the engineers than the Commerce contingent, I will say. Understandable given how things are going. Commerce with an entry pass. Jackson Barnes for the engineers corrals it, but Commerce will maintain possession just over the shoulder of Rowe. Another golden opportunity squandered by the Commerce crew as the engineers will clear their zone. 5.5 minutes remain. We have a third of the third left. And Commerce trails by 3 following an offensive explosion from your engineers. 2 power play goals and an even strength dagger. Stranger things have happened, but this ain't Netflix, folks. Puck dumped into the Commerce end of the ice, corralled by Team Commerce. But they lose it. Oldhofer passes that one out front. Nearly a disastrous sequence there for Team Commerce. They are on the attack, but the engineers, who looked dead to rights at the end of the second, have come to life here in the third, and I think it's that crowd difference. Another shot on Nakvi. Nakvi saves it. Rebound is corralled. I'm telling you, folks, the energy from the engineers, that has got to be the difference here tonight. They are powering their friends to victory. Dawson Rowe nearly put that one in his own net, attempting a bit of a cheeky glove save. Goes wide. Point shot just misses. 4 minutes to play here in the third, and what likely will be final period of action.
All right, fans, it's time for the fan sing-along. This is right here, Joe Classic.
It went from a deadlocked, back-and-forth battle to a commanding 3-goal lead for the engineers. And that might be the dagger, folks. It may be all over, but the crying from Commerce and the cavorting, the celebration from the engineers as Sweet Caroline echoes throughout the slush puppy place here tonight. No matter the result, what a fantastic game we were treated to. But those engineers, they are doubly tough and crazier than all get out. I mean, these are people that willingly dye themselves purple and do unspeakable things to their hair, all in the name of orientation week fun and shenanigans. Telling you, these guys aren't normal. No wonder why they're up here tonight. A 2 chips this one over. That's Roussel. Roussel unable to corral that one. You know he's on the hunt for 3. As the crowd here continues to sing the refrain of Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. Down low behind the Commerce net. Trying to get any kind of offensive momentum here. The guns of Goods Hall have fallen silent as your outstanding engineers are in definitive control of this game. right now they're playing for pride and plaudits. You know, Nick Roussel is playing for the right to collect some hats after the game. He has got a hat trick on his mind, and he very well could do it here. He has got all the tools necessary. Holden Katzelay entering the engineering end. Fans on that shot. And that puck is going back the other way. You hate to see that. Holden Katzelay has played so well tonight, but the Commerce contingent, they're just so stiff on the sticks right now because they know that they need to score in bunches, and they ain't got a lot of time to do it. They would need a goal in less than a minute. They would need a goal per minute to try and tie this game late. But, folks, I don't think it's happening. Let's see if they can cut this lead in half, however. They have pulled the goalie. Nick Roussel is on hat trick watch. As with 2.5 minutes to play, Commerce has given Kayvon Knack the night off. And Nick Roussel is on the ice as the crowd, I believe, is chanting, "We want Hattie." Commerce circling the puck behind the engineering goal, looking for any crack in this solid foundation. Haven't scored since the start of the second period. This engineering defense has just tightened up so much. Puck down low. Centered. Deflected. As Luke McPherson makes his way onto the ice. But we're all looking for number 22, Luke Roussel. That is the man who won't necessarily score the golden goal, but could put a hat trick on the board, which is no small feat in a game as big and important as this one. One of the great new traditions, nearly a decade old, the Commerce Engineering Rivalry Game, the capstone to the Cure Cancer Classic. And this has been a classic as Roussel desperately in pursuit, trying to generate a turnover, trying to pick up the hat trick. This is what we're watching for now. This game is over, but will Nick Roussel be serenaded with some chapeaus? His boys in purple are trying desperately to get him there, but that aggressive play may cost them as Commerce is coming back the other way, and we will get a goal from Holden Katzelay, and he cuts into this deficit, making it a 4-2 game. The aggressive pursuit of the hat trick comes back to bite the engineers in their engineer, as Holden Katzelay takes advantage of that aggressive offensive attempt to pot one the other way. And we've got ourselves a game here, folks. Likely not going to happen, but man, oh man, how cool would it be if they did pull off certainly an unprecedented comeback. Engineering shoots it back the other way. I don't think they care who scores at this point. They just want to put this game to bed. Although something tells me these young men will not be going straight to bed after this one. I feel like they may be hitting the town. We might see them dancing on Aberdeen Street or hanging from a light post out in the hub. Oh my goodness! That is another goal for Commerce! We have got a one-goal game with 43 seconds on the clock. An offensive zone faceoff won, thrown on the net and tipped in. And just like that, this is a single goal deficit. Are you kidding me? The heart still beats for the blue and white as they are looking to shock the engineers here tonight. And I am quite literally watching engineering students and commerce students come back up the aisle and retake their seats after the commerce crew puts up two goals in less than 30 seconds. Let's not write the eulogy of this team yet. And that was Cazalet again. The engineers are shell-shocked right now. I've never seen anything like this. And we have got ourselves a game once more. Engineering desperately needs to stop this comeback. They need to get this puck down the ice. They need to score to seal it. Commerce, from death's door to the gates of heaven, looking to tie this game. Kid down the ice to Kudo. Kudo loses the puck behind the net. 20 seconds remain. The net is empty for Commerce, and it has been for the better part of 2 minutes. Shot on goal, stopped by Rowe. Commerce still cycling, looking for that back-breaking tying goal. They keep this one in. Shot on net. Stop. Deflected. 4-3-2-1. And the engineers survive. A frantic last-minute Commerce comeback denied by Dawson Rowe. This is why there is no sport quite like hockey. It is madness, there is mayhem, and there is magic on the ice here tonight. My goodness, what a game. It went from a laugher to a chair jumper, a foregone conclusion to a phenomenal finish. But the engineers, powered by two power play goals and an even strength dagger, prevail and go back to back. Holy jumping. What a game. A 45-minute adrenaline rush. And folks, thank you so much for joining me here tonight. You could have done anything with your time, but you spent it here with me, so I am eternally appreciative of that fact. We will be getting back to business as usual momentarily. On behalf of the entire CFRC crew, this is Jesse Bell, live on location from Slush Puppy Place, wishing you all a safe, productive, wonderful weekend. If you liked what you heard here tonight, give me a follow at CFRC Power Plays, and hey, feel free to check out the Friday morning Indie wake-up call, which will go live at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's a quick turnaround for me. I gotta get to bed. I will not be dancing in the street like our friends in the purple and black. I'm going straight to bed, but might take me a while to fall asleep because this game was so exciting, so thrilling. And ultimately, although yes, your engineers prevailed, the real winner here is the Canadian Cancer Society and the Cure Commerce Classic Club, raising $720,000 for cancer research and treatment. Well done to all involved with this outstanding event. You should all be very proud. Thank you for joining me, folks. Jesse Bell signing off and throwing it back to CFRC Studios for your regularly scheduled program.
Music office, we're pleased to present Welcome to the Real World, the debut release by local punk rock band RevZ. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the record's themes include narcissism and protest against artificial intelligence. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, anytime stream, Welcome to the Real World Now on your favorite platforms, and enjoy a selection from it called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The World Ends at Sunrise, a new single that marks Yuta Monique's official step into the tech house space, drawing inspiration from the high-energy, groove-driven sound popularized by artists like John Summit, while maintaining a personal, club-focused edge. The tracks for the new single were created with the dance floor in mind, blending driving bass lines, infectious rhythms, and modern production techniques. Listeners may be drawn to this release for its fresh perspective and peak time energy. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The World Ends at Sunrise by Yuta Monique on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
is ending. Hold me. Is ending. Hold me.
Is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Juno-nominated Maple Blues Award-winning local artist Miss Emily's new album, The Medicine, released on November 7th. Produced by Grammy winner Colin Linden, the album blends soul, blues, and roots with an all-star lineup, including players from Bob Dylan and Keb Moe's bands. Pairing her thunderous voice with songs of truth and resilience, Miss Emily channels two decades of raw experience into music that heals and uplifts. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on the Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Medicine by Miss Emily on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Stand Together, Band Together, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Band together. Everybody here knows we got together.